So they spread this bad report about the land among the Israelites. The land we travel through and explored will devour anyone who goes to live there. All the people we saw were huge. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Next to them, in our view, we were like lobsters, and we were viewed like this by them too. How many times have we listened to words similar to these, where the following expression or phrase used were, in our view, it seemed to me, I thought, I considered, he made me understand, I imagine, or the first thing I thought. Using these phrases, we express the way we see things and not the way they really are. We respond in this manner instead of responding correctly because we are in our comfort zone, so we consider that the way we are currently living is the best way to live, and nothing better could ever happen in our current life situation. Or we settle in our comfort zone, which does not offer any comfort at all, and we simply give excuses not to advance because fear holds us back. Fear limits us. We hide behind excuses such as better to ride the rapids than face the hives. Well, it's a good thing. At least. Quite often, I believe you have heard or you have said yourself any of these expressions. Telling ourselves any of them gave us some comfort, did it not? When we let an opportunity go because we got settled, we got afraid, and inside our mind, before acting, we already gave up. I know that at a certain time, we have all gone through this, or you know people who have. This is what I call or define as lobster's mentality, which is simply to have limited thoughts accommodated or subjected to the excuse, I don't deserve this. Someone else can do it better than me. Or any of the other excuses I gave you above. Here, the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verses 32 and 33, practically summarizes the response given by 10 out of the 12 principal men that Moses sent to scout the promised land. The people of Israel were in the desert, moving toward land that God had told them was going to belong to them. A very prosperous land, a very productive land. Nevertheless, Moses, before arriving at this land, designated 12 men so they could go and scout it. And 10 of them did not have their mind ready for what they were going to see, which is what strikes me. Because sometimes we complain about God's processes. Sometimes we complain that it is taking too long and God has not said anything or has done nothing. Or we consider that time is playing against us and we are no longer going to get an answer. We do not understand that if God has not released what he has for us, it is because we cannot handle it, because every blessing is going to have an expression of faith. Listen to me well. Every blessing God gives you, every promise God gives you, requires something from us. God promised he will fulfill it. But now my question is, what do I have to do? If I am not prepared, if my faith is not being molded, if I have not understood my processes before receiving what the Lord is giving me, I am already giving up. Sadly, many abort the plan. Many prefer to throw in the towel and move backwards because they settled in. Because before acting, they already gave up in their mind, which is the battleground. This is why I call it lobster mind, because they had limited thinking, reduced. For them, what was before their eyes was stronger than God's promises, stronger than the God who had called them to go and scout the land. Now, not all of them, but 10, spoke for the crowd. And sadly, people pay more attention to the crowd, like the people of Israel who pay less attention to these two men, Joshua and Caleb, whom the Bible mentioned had a different thought. They did not have a lobster's mentality. They were always mindful that God had given them a promise. So when they saw the land, they fell in love. They held on to that promise and said, "This is our time. So we are going to celebrate and we are going to enjoy it." But sadly, they were carrying a very heavy burden. 10 men who thought differently. How awful! Is it not? 10 men who thought differently. And these 10 men said, in our view, when they saw the giants, they saw that the land was good, but they were overwhelmed by the challenge they had to face. So they backed off. I do not know to what extent do you talk bad about God's blessing because you are afraid of it, or because you think you might not succeed or understand it, or we might have forgotten that when God gives us a promise, we have all His backing. We only have to take the first step and He will sustain us. He is the one who goes before us. How many opportunities we have missed and always have the excuse. Another moment will come, or it was not God's will, or it was not God's time. Look, I know that sometimes this is the case, but not all the time. What we do instead is put all these phrases in a box, simply to excuse the opportunity we missed. This reminds me when we had an exam at school and we knew we had no study, remember? However, we took the risk and took the test, and when we received the grade, we failed. And we were afraid to tell our parents we had failed the test. So we were on the alert to see how our classmates did. Now, if more than 15 failed the test, we could say, or at least excuse ourselves and say, but most of the class failed the test. So we enter our comfort zone and the common excuse. It is this kind of thinking that limits us, which prevents us from moving forward toward the good things that God has for us. Yes, a thought of complaint, a person with lobster thoughts who complains all the time, never seen from the right perspective, always defeated in his mind, expressing words of defeat to such an extent that those who listen to him also allow themselves to be impregnated with that defeat. Back to the 10 men. They were not saying that the giants were seeing them like lobsters. They were saying, in our view, we think that the giants see us as lobsters because these 10 men already saw themselves as lobsters. You see? It is terrible when this happens. The promised land was unquestionably overflowing. They had noticed it themselves. Nevertheless, there were giants there. There were things to be conquered. Of course there were. It is never going to be easy. But because the Lord is in our side, He makes the impossible possible. He gives us the victory before we attain it. He already conquered it for us. So, during the time of the 10 men, they had fortified cities. Now imagine being among that crowd and expressing in a loud voice an opinion that no one wants to hear. Caleb was willing to oppose the majority to fulfill what God had ordered. But the majority only listened to the 10 men. So Joshua and Caleb had to wait for a long time, let go of the opportunity of the hour, to wait another 40 years. I often ask myself, why do we not remember God's promises? Sometimes we do not allow God to work on us and believe that with this reduced mentality, we can access what God has for us. But my beloved friends, our mind has to be renewed in God, because just like I just told you, a person with the lobster's mentality always complains about his situations, never seeing the good side of them, always forgetting what God has promised him, and considering instead what he can accomplish on his own, which he cannot attain on his own strength. Therefore, he always allows fear to take over his life. A person with lobster's mentality is always defeated before he begins what he's supposed to be doing. There is always doubt. There is always impotence in his heart to move forward. So, the negative opinion of the 10 men, listen to me well, provoked a great rebellion among the people. Since quite often, these people, sadly, accept the opinion of others as a truth. We have to be extremely careful when we express our negative opinions. Our words can strongly influence the actions of those who trust us to give them wise advice. Once that chorus of despair that these 10 men saw began to sing, everybody joined them. The Israelites' greatest fear was becoming true. In the emotion of the moment, they lost the right perspective and they forgot what they knew about God's character. And this is terrible. I think it happens to us sometimes. We see the situations ahead of us bigger than what they really are. And we forget every promise the Lord has made to us. Do we not? So, they forgot what they had known about God's character. And I ask myself, what would have happened if instead of wasting their energy rebelling, criticizing, questioning, and saying we can't, they had invested that energy in advancing and taking what God had given them as their inheritance, what God had promised them? They would have taken possession of the land and enjoyed it, and enjoyed its benefits. But sadly, they not even entered it. Hence, my beloved friend, I give you advice. If you listen to complaints around you, you must consider another point of view before joining the voices of rebellion. More important matters exist than complaining, in which you can employ your energy. Do not have a lobster's mind. Today, you can ask the Lord, renew my thoughts, for while there is life, there is hope. There are new opportunities that the Lord puts before you. God freed the Israelites from slavery with great miracles and guided them across the desert to the end of the promised land. He protected them, He fed them, and fulfilled all of His promises. Nevertheless, when He ordered them to take the last step of faith and enter the land, the Israelites simply refused to obey. After having witnessed great miracles, why did they stop trusting God? Why have you stopped trusting God? Good question, is it not? Why did they refuse to enter the promised land if this was their goal since they left Egypt? Do you know why? Because they were afraid. I think this happens to us often, and history repeats itself in us. Yes, we trust that God can resolve minor matters, but we doubt He has the capacity to solve bigger problems and provide direction in important decisions when you only had a few more steps to reach the target goal. Do not stop trusting God. If He has accompanied you to the point where you are right now, ask yourself, why will God abandon me now? It does not make any sense. So the best way to reinforce our faith in God is remembering everything He has done for us, everything that God has done for you. It is important that you begin to remember, and if up to now you had a lobster's mentality of just backing off, adjusting to what you already know, letting opportunities go, the moment arrived for you to let go of that lobster's mentality and renew your thoughts in the Lord. Father, I thank You for Your word, which is efficient, wonderful. Thank You for teaching us this word, which is what sustained us day by day. Help us to realize if in us prevails the lobster's mentality, so we can remove, Lord, from our mind those limits which You had never placed there. Because in Christ we are more than victors. Your word says Your promises are there. Your word says Your promises are there. Help us to remain in them and renew our thoughts in such a way that You remove and send away everything that hinders our mind and prevents us from moving forward. We give to You all our fears, all our worries, in the name of Jesus. Because we know You make everything new, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. And as a matter of fact, He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Click on the bell and subscribe. He sends you warm regards and blessings.